She isn't feeling easy with any of this. She doesn't know quite what to do with Big N's proposition, which has kicked her into one of those modes that her therapist, when last she had one, would lump under the rubric of old behaviors. It consisted of saying no, but somehow not quite forcefully enough, and then continuing to listen, with the result that her no could be gradually chipped away at and turned into a yes before she herself was consciously aware that this was happening. She had thought she had been getting much better around this, but now she feels it happening again. Big End, a formidable practitioner on the other side of this dance, seems genuinely incapable of imagining that others wouldn't want to do whatever it is that he wants them to. Margot had cited this as both the most problematic and, she admitted, most effective aspect of his sexuality. He approached every partner as though they had already slept together. Just as, Case was now finding, in business, every Big End deal was treated as a done deal, signed and sealed. If you hadn't signed with Big End, he made you feel as though you had, but somehow had forgotten that you had. There was something amorphous, fog-like, about his will. It spread out around you, tenuous, almost invisible. You found yourself moving, mysteriously, in directions other than your own.
You've seen the guerrilla re-edit of the most recent Lucas?
The Hummer rounds a corner set with a pub of such quintessential pubness that she assumes it is only a few weeks old, or else recently reconfigured to attract a clientele its original builders could scarcely have comprehended. A terrifyingly perfect simulacrum, its bullseye panes buffed to an optical clarity. Glimpsing inside, a red-haired woman in a green sweater, open-mouthed, raising a glass in apparent joyous toast. Then gone, the Hummer galloping up a short and darker stretch of residential, then another corner. They seem particularly to pick on him. One day we'll need archaeologists to help us guess the original storylines of even classic films. Another corner, tight. Musicians today, if they're clever, put new compositions out on the web, like pies set to cool on a window ledge, and wait for other people to anonymously rework them. 10 will be all wrong, but the 11th may be genius, and free, it's as though the creative process is no longer contained within an individual skull, if indeed it ever was. Everything today is to some extent the reflection of something else,